Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth, the meditation of our minds and hearts, be acceptable in your sight, our strength and our liberator. Amen. The dual readings today, we may say, is a scripture talk about family dynamics. When it's about child neglect or irresponsible father, whatever we think of, it maybe sounds like that. If we think about the father who caught up in traditions and culture and personal responsibility, it can be true in a sense. But where is God? How does God respond to such terrible situation when the traditional norms seems right in the eyes of many, those who are living within the culture group, or maybe with their own self, they create their own culture? Obviously, within the faith group, there is a kind of culture within. And it's, if that's so, the question for me today, a mother with a child is worth only some bread and a skin of water? In the morning, the story talks about this happy occasion. It's a celebration that happens. But within that occasion of joy and the family together, somehow there is a little gesture or something that has been said. It turns the happy occasion to something that it's really, for my eyes, it's really terrible. And so the mother of the head of the family decides to make a decision which changed the whole scene from a joyful time of the family to a time that we may feel it's really, really tough. If we think about our days today, there are so many things that we hear. The talking in the radios and talkbacks, they talk about some issues that the families are struggling with because of the situation that we hear our government talk about, financial situation and the cost of living and everything else. But at the same time, there are families who are struggling. There are children who are abused and neglected because of financial situations. Maybe there's a choice of parents to do whatever they like. But there are those young people, those who are vulnerable, those who may not be able to look after themselves and make decisions for themselves, they are caught between the rock and the hard place. It's just because it's so-called financial situation, we can't really do anything about it. Early in the morning, as the family waking up after this happy occasion, this mother with this whatever that creates within her say to the man of the house, I don't want that mother with that child. To make it clear, I don't want that slave to take away any good things that belongs to my son. That's harsh. And I wonder whether we hear that in our daily life or not. But to me, I think it's subtle in a way that we can see there are having and those who are have not. We know in our experience. But the good thing is that we hear the end of the story. Although the mother took the child with the bread and the skin of water, and that they come to the end. How does God respond? We know the story. To me, I think the story that I was sharing the young people, the song about God's eyes, it's on the sparrow. And I will have the words somewhere. We may see that later on. The God's eyes, it's on the sparrow. My little child, Manuia, she asked me for something, and I said yes. She knows that sometimes I make excuse, trying to say no to her. But as she walks away, she said to me, "Dad," and I try to work out how can I respond to her. And when she knows that I didn't really do what she was asking me, I said to her, "Manuia," as if I say, although my eyes is on her and my heart as well is on her, I didn't really know whether she picked it up. But I try to make something out of what she's trying to communicate with me. And today, that's the response that I want to think about today. As I ask the question, how does God respond in a situation? It's not only that God's eyes is on us, but also God's heart is on us. That's when we come to the gospel reading today. The situation for the disciples were harsh in their days to come. And Jesus said to them, "A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for the disciple to be like teacher and the slave like the master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they malign those of his household?" This is a part of the explanation about the way we were seen by the world, or we will be seen by the world. We walk in a way that we believe that's the way of Christ. We have no fear of saying it as it is. To give the voice for the voiceless. To hopefully give the hope for the hopeless. To hopefully to encourage those who are marginalized that they are being watched and valued by God. It's amazing when I ask the kids, I'm not sure whether they really understand what I was saying, but I was asking, "Do you afraid of anything?" They said, "No way, we don't afraid." I think I will say the same when I was in their age. But we know the reality. There are things that maybe not frighten to others, but for us, it's so frightened. I come across some of the young people who study in universities, and they talk to me about something that they want to settle with themselves. And they talk about they wanting someone or something that will help them to go through life. And as I hear them, they talk about they want to please the world in order for them to be somebody. They want to be popular among their peers. And so that what they do, they want to go from one to the other, but never find the time in their heart not rest, not satisfied, not being heard. It also comes with a cost. And I hear more about that. It sounds like They don't know where they are. They don't know their values. They don't know they are valued by God. They don't know they are being watched by God, and God's heart is on them. And as I read this, I said to them, do you ever imagine sparrows that flies around, they fall to the ground, and God knows that they died? They said, no. Don't you know that you are being created in God's eyes and in God's image, and you are valuable more than a sparrow? No. So please, I want to assure to you that regardless of what your situation, you going from a group to the next group, finding a way to be known and valued and loved and cared for, God knows you as a person. Even the hairs of your head, God knows each hair on your head. Don't feel discouraged and be fearful and think that you are alone, because God is walking with you. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from our Father. Let's unpack a little bit about the penny. Penny is a Roman coin called azeron, equal to 1/16 of denarius. Denarius is a wage, a day wage. So can we put it in our situation? If a day wage is a denarius, then that means maybe 8 hours. So if it 8 hours for a denarius, it's about 460 minutes for a denarius. And so it's about, if it's 1/16, that means 30 minutes that you work to get two sparrows. And if it's 30 minutes for two sparrows, that means one sparrow, you work for 15 minutes. Think about that. That's how much, or the value of a one sparrow. It's a 15-minute work for a sparrow. At the end of the day, if you work and you want to spend the money, the denarius, to buy sparrows, that means 32 sparrows a day for wage day. And that's two sparrows sold for a penny, fallen to the ground, and dies. God knows. Jesus reminded his disciples, whatever you go through, wherever you may be, what struggle you face, God knows, and God will give you the strength to go and to face those struggles. Not only to face the struggles, but Jesus reminded them, you will be given courage. Not only to be strength for yourself, to look after yourself, but the courage to give voice to those who may not have the voice, to give a hand for those who may not find where to go, to lift those who are down and wipe the tears of those who are crying, to clothe the naked, to feed the hungry, and to care for the marginalized. I came across this old story, beat on your heart. in 1580, a Dutch Protestant leader named Callas was arrested and condemned as a heretic. Eventually, he was burned at the stake. When the tragedy was over, his dear wife took the small son by the hand and walked through the back streets of town to the hill where their loved one has been perished as Christian Martha. At the place of execution, the bereaved widow gathered up a few of the ashes, placed them in her stitch, and hung it around her boy's neck, saying to him, "Son, I place these ashes on your heart and on the heart of every son of these Netherlands in all eternity. Whenever and wherever in this world there is injustice or wrong committed, these ashes will beat on your heart and you will speak out without fear, even at the fear of death. Beat on your heart. Even the ashes that will move someone not to be afraid of speaking out for injustice or wrong committed, but to prepare to face persecution and struggle in order for others to be free." In our community, there are struggles. Homelessness, loneliness, abused and neglected. Even those who have cancer, terminal cancer. Today we hear Hagar, the slave with her son, were only worth the bread and a skin of water. But God hears, God's watching over them, and God's heart hold them and give them drinks. The couple that I was talking about today, the words became to the world a song. His eyes is on the sparrow. And I want to read those words to us to hear today. These words were encouraging words for so many in the world. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, a constant friend is he. His eyes is on the sparrow, and I know he watches over me. His eyes is on the sparrow, and I know he watches over me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eyes is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eyes is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. We ought to know and affirm to ourselves, if God watches the sparrow, his eyes and heart is on us. And that is why Christ was on the cross, because in his heart, that's where we are. His life was shared to the world because of you and me. Today, even the sparrow falls, the Father knows. May we know for sure the sparrows is not that important, but we are important. Maybe we come across the struggle so high, so deep, so wide. God's eyes is on a sparrow and on us. So may we go with strength, trust in God, empowered by the Holy Spirit, to let the world know that God's eyes is on the sparrows and God's heart is on us. Amen.